Well, how to use Newton's law, because this anti-symmetry is on floating point computations which are in different processes. So the key idea is to is in the communication. This is actually actually pretty difficult, I think, to build into, say, an HPF compiler to recognize this idea automatically. Because the key idea is that we're not going to just the trivial data parallel algorithm, which would actually not implement anti-symmetry, is to communicate, when I'm sitting in the processor which J lives in, I communicate the information that J needs to do this computation. So that would be the mass and position of particle I. But we do something slightly different. We communicate the mass and position of I and another variable where we're going to store this anti-symmetric the anti-symmetric force computation. So that we send back some information to the processor which I lives in, which is the force which I calculated in that sort of destination processor. So this, if you like, is a violation of the Ohner computes rule. Because to implement Fij equals minus Fji, I calculate it once and once only, and I only calculate it in the two processors I could have naturally calculated it in, I calculate it in one and one only. So that's a violation of the Ohner computes rule, which is why it's almost impossible to automate this in HPF. So the way you implement it is the following. You take as a data, which is actually very elegant, you take as a data structure the position, the mass, and the acceleration of a particle, and you communicate that data structure, all three of them. So it actually says that, and to be efficient, we don't want to keep, we know we want to block everything together. So what we're actually going to do, we're going to send the acceleration on a little trip through the processes. So the acceleration of I is going to have one component calculated from the processor which I lives, and another component that wanders around the machine gathering these anti-symmetric contributions and accumulating them in this circulating component, which then eventually ends back in the home processor. That's the sort of basic strategy. And it's implemented extremely easily because the topology of the... this is a very simple algorithm, a very simple structure, because it's essentially every particle interacts with every other particle. You can see that corresponds to essentially a one-dimensional type data structure. You do not have to worry about any three-dimensional structure for this problem.